Close your eyes and think of San Francisco. What colors do you see? Maybe the bold red of the Golden Gate Bridge? What about New York? Maybe the gray and brown of pavement and brick with an occasional pop of yellow from the taxis. What color is your city? And how does a city's color palette come to be? And what impact does it have on the people who live there? We're joined by Lori Pressman, Vice President of the Pantone Color Institute. And Lori, do you think that different cities have different color palettes?
I do think different cities have different color palettes. A lot of what we see that dictates some of these color choices, it could be the climate, the geographical location, maybe the exterior materials for the house. You know, we could be looking at stucco versus clapboard and what makes sense. And even more importantly is the personality of the city itself.
So give me some examples. I mean, I'm thinking of places like Washington, D.C., where it seems like a lot of the brownstone houses aren't brown, but they're colors. They're yellow, they're blue, they're pink even. Whereas, you know, at a place like Boston, it is much more brick. It's a more kind of red brick kind of a city. And then you go to some place like Miami Beach and it's white and light and, you know, matches perfectly with the beach.
Well, you've definitely brought up a great cross-section there, and you're almost crossing not just three different climates, but three different cultures. So when you think about Miami Beach and you think about, especially over the last 20 years, first of all, you're looking at a very warm climate.
Right.
So, of course, white makes perfect sense for something like that. But over the last, and it's probably more than 20 years at this point, I would say 50 years, the influx of the Hispanic community. So whether you're looking at people coming in from Puerto Rico or you're looking at people coming in from Cuba, if you're looking at South America. So I think with a whole different culture coming in, you're also looking at a changing color palette. I think of Washington, D.C. as a really interesting dichotomy. It's a city that bridges you have this whole conservative thing because of the political culture. But you also have a city that straddles the north and straddles the south. And when I think of the brighter colors there, I think of some of that southern personality coming through a little bit more, that warmer climate. And then you look at New England and you think of New England as almost, you know, one of the original areas of this great country. And the brick and the Federalist look, it makes perfect sense.
What are some other examples that you can think of in this country of cities that have their own color palettes?
Well, I think one of the most interesting cities to me when I think about this country is San Francisco. And I think about that because when you think of San Francisco, right, we associate that city with being very culturally progressive. So you expect that freedom of expression, and you also look at a climate that is, you know, kind of warm. It's not L.A. for sure,
right,
but it's definitely warmer than some of the Northeast cities. But what strikes me there is the painted ladies, because you think of those old Victorian houses that were built so many different years ago, and you think of how, you know, I guess in the late 70s they got this name. People were using color as a way to accentuate the individual architectural details on the house. Because if you look at these houses, they all look the same. And yet here now, if you go down to that row and take a look at those houses, it's such a beautiful expression, not just of color, but really of what that city is all about. So that's always the first thing that comes to mind when I think of color in a particular city.
Does it matter for our mood? Does it matter what the color is of a given city in terms of how we feel in that city?
Oh, totally. You know, and one of the things I wonder about, because it becomes a chicken and egg situation, did the color come first or did the personality of the city come first? You know, was there an urban planner all these years back and said, we're going to make the city this color? And some of that we may not know. You know, it could have been one of those things that this came about, and you can't always come up with the exact reason. People make up reasons. But I definitely think it influences how you feel. There's no question.
So given that, is there a color that is the best color to make us feel good in a city?
I don't know if there's a color that's going to, you know,
work for everyone.
One color that would make you feel good. Yes, I would say, see, here I go back to London for a moment, or even maybe it could work in Seattle. Any place where there's a lot of rain, you might want to see some yellow because yellow warms up any environment. So the minute you see that yellow, you associate it with the sun, and that puts a smile on your face. So I'd have to go with yellow in that sense. And I could also go with a red door because it's also an inviting shade. It draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the brighter colors that are going to be more engaging in that way.
Are you noticing any trends right now? Is there a color that's really hot now?
I go back to the grays. Because, you know, if you're looking at exterior colors, you have to keep in mind it's not a color that somebody's going to change that often. Typically, what we would advise people is to really stay within the personality of the house. So if you were looking at a craftsman house, for example, you may not want to be thinking about turquoise and white. It just may not work. You might be better off staying with, burnt oranges or a brown-based red or something like that that just fits with the overall feeling of the house. So to us, I would say cohesion is really the big thing. But if I had to look at a color, it's the contrast with white, but it's definitely the grays because that is a color that can go the distance. It's going to look stately. It can look traditional yet chic at the same time, you know. And if you wanted to really change, you know, maybe you add a little bit of a brighter color to the door or to the trim of the home. But once you're looking at exteriors, I think you really need something. I use that phrase again. That's going to go the distance and maintain the integrity of the home.
That's Lori Pressman, who is vice president of the Pantone Color Institute. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you.